on WIXX, Green Bay's Packers Radio Network radio station.
It's time for Talkin' Football.
Breaking down the Packers game with Murphy, Katie, and Nick.
And the voice of the Green Bay Packers, Wayne Larrabee.
No score, opening drive of the game, Rodgers shotgun. Sent back to his right, Jamal Williams. And Rodgers takes the snap. Sets, throws, right side, Devontae, touchdown, Green Bay! They beat the coverage of Philip Gaines to the right pylon of the end zone, and the Packers take the opening drive the distance, 75 yards to score.
You know, Wayne, you had a pretty good feeling about the way that game was going to go after that first drive.
Yeah, I agree, Murph. I mean, that kind of set a tone, and the tone was going to be what you would expect it to be, and that is offensive possession of the football. And I think early on in the game, that was a big key when you look at that drive. 10 plays for the Packers on the particular opening drive, and you know, later on their third drive of the game, they went 9 plays, and then right before halftime, they went 9 plays again. So, you know, possessing the football with that defense kind of beat up a little bit was a big key.
Can I just say, too, I'm totally invested in the first drive now because we are the only team that has scored on every opening drive. And, you know, knock on wood.
Yeah.
But now I'm totally like, oh, my gosh, just get the first drive. I don't even care if we win or not. I just want to score on that first drive. Keep it going.
You know, the thing I like about you, Katie, it's the little things that mean so much.
Who would have thought that you have to be in your seat for the opening drive?
I know. Usually no one cares. Yes.
Yeah.
Nope.
What a great game in all the – I mean, obviously, anytime you come out with a win and anytime you're on the road and all those things, but with so many inactives on the field yesterday, big-name guys with King and Savage and Jones and Bakhtiari and so many guys who were inactive for the game. That's just a huge win to get and get guys healthy. And anytime you can score a win when you don't have your guys on the field, it's so massive.
Yeah, I can't agree with you more. We've seen it in the past. The Packers have been very resourceful in the past. But, you know, I think this gives you an indication they have some depth here. And I understand Houston, but going in, a lot of us felt Houston was a team that just had been befallen by an incredibly difficult schedule. I mean, the teams that had beaten Houston outside of Minnesota were 20-2 going into yesterday's games. So, you know, you take a look at their schedule and you say to yourself, well, how would we have done against that schedule? You know what I mean? Well, we have done much better. But the fact is, my point is this, Houston has people. They have folks. Yeah. They can put offense on the board. Their defense has struggled, yes, but they still have people on that defense that are really good, like J.J. Watt. He's still a very good player. So, you know, you went into the game and you said, wow, this is going to be a heck of a challenge, especially without all these bodies for Green Bay. And yet I thought the game plan was really well thought out and well put together. But, okay, game plans and all this stuff about coaching and the X's and O's and all that stuff, that's all great 6 days a week. On the seventh day, the players must execute the plan, and orchestrated by Aaron Rodgers, that's exactly what they did, and that's why they won that football game. But I give the coaches a lot of credit for putting together a really smart plan.
And defensively, played very well. It was quite a bit difference from previous weeks. So they were pretty solid, weren't they?
You know, I thought by, you know, defensively, I thought they got some help from the offense early with the time-consuming drive. I mean, you know, you look at that first drive when almost 6 minutes for the Packers kept Houston off the field. But then Houston King comes on in a 3-play, 8-yard drive, then a 6-play, 28-yard drive, then a 6-play, 15-yard drive. So, you know what I mean? You could see what was happening here. The one extended drive they had began at their 2-yard line, went 81 yards, and they missed a field goal. So I thought the defense really did a great job of settling in and, you know, playing their men. And really, there's a lot of speed in that that receiving corps, guys. There were 3 players on that field that ran sub-4 40s for Houston in their receiving corps. And yet, the Packers did a masterful job, I thought, of keeping everything in front and making if Houston was going to score yesterday, they were going to have to grind it out. And down 21 at halftime, that was not an option for them to get back into the game.
I joked about it with you last week, Wayne, that we were 1-for-1 in the red zone in the losing effort. But again, another great week in the red zone. They just have a knack for getting into the end zone when they find themselves in those 20 yards to go situations.
Yeah, I can't agree with you more. And they're red hot in there. And sometimes that's, you know, teams are streaky in the red zone sometimes. But when you've got a playmaker like Aaron Rodgers, a quarterback, and Davante Adams, a receiver who, unlike most receivers, he gets off the line. You know, in the red zone, you don't have much room to work with. Davante Adams doesn't need much room. He gets his job done within a yard of the line of scrimmage. He beats his man that quickly. And in the red zone, I think that's why Devontae's so effective in the red zone. He gets off coverage almost immediately. And you have to do that because, you're in the red zone. You're in a phone booth. You don't have much room with which to work.
720 WIXX. We're talking football with Wayne. Quick timeout. More Wayne coming up on IXX.
Back to talking football with Wayne Larrabee
on the Murphy in the Morning Show
on WIXX.
Rodgers in the shotgun, slot left. Tight end right side of the line, Jay Sternberger. Tight end on the left as well, Mercedes Lewis. Jamal Williams on the left side of the quarterback. Handoff, Jamal. He walks into the end zone. Right guard touchdown. Untouched, Jamal Williams finishes it off. And a dagger for Jamal. The Packers extend 34-13.
You know, Wayne, there's a lot of teams in the NFL don't have the luxury when your number one guy goes down. You've got a guy like Jamal Williams backing him up, and he was solid yesterday, wasn't he?
He's been solid up for 2 years now, Murph. Yep. You know, the guy is just so reliable. Never fumbles. Oh, gosh. Is there some wood you could one of these guys could knock on? You know what I mean? I don't want to jinx him, and words are so powerful. They're more powerful than defensive linemen. But anyway, no, he's just great. He does so many things for you that you don't notice, but I guarantee you, if he's not there, you're going to notice you're missing something. I think he's been tremendous, and what a great compliment to Aaron Jones. And, you know, A.J. Dillon is just getting his feet wet. He's going to be fine, but Jamal Williams, what a professional, and what a great guy in the locker room, too.
Well, we got a nice one coming up against a division opponent again, Wayne. It sure would be nice to sweep the Minnesota Vikings. And kind of, I always hate these games when you're feeling really good about yourself, and then you go up against a team like Minnesota, who's had some hard times this year. These always make me nervous.
You and me both, okay? When I think the Packers are going to win and win convincingly, I fear to say I'm almost always wrong. But you know where I'm really wrong is when I think they're going to lose, because they win every time. I have that losing. But I go into a game and say, boy, I've stacked this up all week. I've watched all the tape and all this stuff. There's no way the Packers can win this game. Bet the mortgage on the whoever. And the Packers always win those games and usually win them convincingly, usually cover the spread as well. But, no, this is a division rival, and the Vikings are going through some things, obviously. But they're coming off a bye, guys, and I always worry about teams coming out after a bye and how they'll play. But, you know, no, this is a game the Packers should win, and if they do, it really puts them in the driver's seat for the playoffs.
Yeah. It'd be great to just kind of kill the Vikings season.
One of these surprise teams, really, I mean, probably Dallas is the number one surprise, right, the way they're playing. But Minnesota's probably right up there, too, with what the expectations were at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, there are a couple of teams like that. Houston's another team that people had high hopes for and thought was, you know, after last year's playoff run and making the playoffs for the last 5 years, people thought Houston was really good. I thought Mike McCarthy, of all the coaching jobs that were available this year, I thought he got the best one because Dallas had the best talent. And it just hasn't panned out for whatever reason. You know, I kind of hope they do well because I love Mike McCarthy and I'd like to see them do really well. But every time I look up at a Dallas game, say, holy gosh, they're down 20-3 again, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And without Dak Prescott, a talent like that, you don't have a quarterback who's going to be able to bring you back time and time again from those kinds of deficits. Tough. It's really, I feel for Mike McCarthy because I know how much he pours into the job.
Injuries are playing a toll, and now they lost Andy Dalton yesterday. So who's the DiNucci? Is that the that's the guy?
Yo, DiNucci.
Hey, DiNucci.
Whoa.
You're in the game, DiNucci.
Hey, so I wasn't expecting that. All right. Well, no, I can gear up. Yeah.
You know, let's play. The guy had the leather jacket on and they had to take off
his uniform. Yeah, he's hey. I got this.
Finally on the sideline. Oh, I don't know.
That is too bad. Man, oh, man. All right. Well, listen, Wayner, listen, great chatting with you. Let's get us a win coming up against the Vikings. We'll talk to you next Monday, right, bud?
Look forward to it, guys. Have a great week.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. You too.